Everybody's very excited back here about this fight because the first one was such a great performance from Jamie. So what kind of shape is he in? And can we expect an even better display this time round?
Yeah, he's in great shape. He's worked very, very hard. Over the last seven weeks or so that we've been working together, he's grafted, he's done everything that's been asked of him. And then out here, it's been top-notch preparation. I mean, it's absolutely roasting, it's red hot. We started off week one in a massive MMA stroke boxing gym, air conditioned and everything, because the gym that I wanted to find out here, we couldn't really get hold of the owners, change the numbers, and you didn't have the first choice gym. But then on the second week, we've actually managed to get hold of the people, and so we've been in an old school Tex-Mex sweatbox really. So we finished off his sparring in that gym. So it's been great. It works well. Everything's gone fine. And the main thing for me once he was out here is that in between the training sessions is that he rests. Because he's not one for resting. He likes to be walking around, going here, there, and everywhere. But he's took the time to rest this time. So he's got everything under control now.
Now, when he beat Kameda the first time, really people took notice of Jamie, didn't they, in America? Is that sort of noticeable now that you've gone over? Have people sort of maybe even recognised him? And is there a lot of anticipation for this?
There's a lot more talk about him now. The thing is, we've not stayed in the fight hotel. We've come away, we made sure that we've booked in somewhere different to everybody, wherever else is going to be. So we're away from all the fight, hopefully, and everything like that. Kept him away. We're in a lovely place, a lovely hotel. It's got everything that we need here. We've got a gym in here. Where we've got, a fitness suite and everything in here that we can use. It's actually the best hotel in Corpus Christi that we're staying in. So the food's nice, everything's great. So his downtime isn't too boring. He's got a nice suite instead of just a little pokey hotel room where all the fighters are being put in the fight hotel. So we're away from all the buzz and everything. Now things start because we've got his media workout this afternoon. Tomorrow there's the I'm losing track of days. Tomorrow we've got the weigh-in. We've got bits and bats of stuff for PBC photography stuff to do tomorrow. So now the fight really starts. But we've kept ourselves away from everything and just got on with it. The team out here, and we've just done what we've had to do.
What do you expect from Kameda this time?
I expect a better Kameda. I think he's a really arrogant kid. He's got no respect for Jamie whatsoever. He still talks as he's adamant that he won the fight. Now he's adamant that he won the fight, and he says he got robbed, but yet he's changed his whole training team. Now I'm sure if majority of fighters out there, if they truly believe they've won a fight and they did everything right and nothing was wrong, then they'd keep the same training team. There's no need to change your training team. But obviously he saw that there were things that are wrong there. So I think once the fight starts, I expect him to be better, more focused, sharper, probably a bit faster. He'll have worked hard enough to get past that jab. But once he starts missing again and Jamie's popping him and starts peppering him, then he'll get more frustrated again and start tightening up, and Jamie can go to work. I expect a better Kameda, but I know that we've got a better Jamie McDonald, so I expect another hard-fought fight, another close fight, but a fight that I hope that Jamie stamps his authority a little bit more. I think in the first fight there was a lot of doubts. Obviously, it heard a lot about Kameda. He knew that Kameda was one of the big stars coming through out here, and he was probably a little bit apprehensive, and that's why he was maybe a little bit slower getting going. And once he started figuring out, this kid ain't as good as me, I can beat him, and then he went to work, and now he knows that he can beat him, and he knows what he has to do. I think he'll get to work a little bit earlier.
What would a second victory over Kameda in America, what would that mean for Jamie McDonald?
It's huge, mate. It's absolutely huge. I don't think Jamie's had the credit that he deserves off the back of the last win. He's got all the respect and everybody rates him. The fans back home have took notice of Jamie McDonald, but I don't think the mainstream media as such have really pushed him on and really got behind him. You know, James Gale came out a week later or so and won the world title, and there was a big fanfare. And fair dues, fair play to James. You know, this is a Brit, and we want all Brits to come abroad and get equal credit. But I just feel that because Jamie's from Doncaster, he's from Yorkshire, he probably don't get the big push that what he should have done. Maybe if he was down south, maybe he would have done. You can't say he hasn't got a big personality, because him and his brother are absolutely crackers, and they've got great personality. So it's not like the shy retiring types. And it may be something to do with the weight. You know, he's only a bantamweight, and he's quite unfashionable, I suppose. But when you're talking about achievements, he coming away to America and getting a massive win like that, that's huge. Now, if he's to come over here again and do it twice, that's big time stuff, that is. And that opens the door for some huge, huge fights for him. I mean, this fight is huge. But then you're talking after that, you're talking about some seriously big fight. I mean, Seja, who Jamie beat before for his IBF title, he stepped up and he had a massive fight out here last week. We watched on ESPN. And he straight away, he's called out Jamie for a rematch if he wants to step up to super bantamweight. There's that fight out there. There's Scott Quigg out there. There's Piano still at bantamweight. There's still big fights at bantamweight, but it's all about how he makes the weight and how he feels at the weight on Sunday afternoon when we fight. If he feels strong at bantamweight, then we might do one more fight there if the money's right. If he doesn't, then we'll move up, because it is hard work for him. I mean, he's 5'10" and he's doing 8'6". It's not ideal. It's not what It's not natural. You know, seeing a guy come down to that sort of weight, it's not great, and you're not going to get the absolute best out of him. So I do think that another 4 pounds on him at super bantamweight, you're going to see a better fighter. But that's down the line. That's after this one. It's all about Sunday for me.
And just to finish, we've all seen the two brothers on Twitter and the little videos that you've been putting up there. And Gavin obviously postponed his next fight to be out there for Jamie. Just as a package, the two of them, how much do you think they help each other?
Oh, it's vital. It's vital. That's why Gavin was willing to postpone his fight and come out here and be part of the training camp, because these two feed off each other. A lot of people tell you that, when twins are separated, they lose a part of them. It's something not right. It's not how it should be. But these two absolutely feed off each other. The banter is absolutely non-stop. We have, the work gets done, but we have such a good laugh. And even when you just sat, you sat about waiting for the next session and stuff, there's a lot of laughs that are going off, and that helps break the day up. That helps take your mind off of work. It's been good having Gav out here. And listen, Gav's not out here on holiday. Gav's working hard. He's an absolute machine. And when we go back, I've had to slow him down a little bit out here. I'm trying to have a couple of. He's had a couple of cheat days on his food. Because his weight's absolutely fantastic. He looks in great shape. He's good to go now. And it's just getting better and better. Now Jamie's finished sparring. Gavin's now sparring Ryan Burnett. Ryan Burnett's a class prospect, an absolutely phenomenal prospect. And, he's fighting for the British title himself next. So we've had him sparring for Jamie. But now Gavin's working with him out here this week. So he's getting some class sparring out here as well in the Texas heat. So it's great stuff for Gavin as well.